Welcome to Linux in a Shell, episode 17, produced proudly in conjunction with Hacker Public Radio. If you want real tech, it's all over there, Hacker Public Radio, and they're always looking for contributors, people just like you and me, to help out. Anyway, my name is Dan Washko, and you are listening to Linux in a Shell, episode number 17, and we are going to cover the split command today. Split command is a handy command that allows you to split a large file, or actually standard in if you want to, into smaller files, just like it says, split. Now, generally you're going to want to run this, like I said, on a larger file, and you can split it into smaller files. Really handy if you need to transfer a very large file from one location to another, and you are very limited on the space on the media that you have available to you, or in the storage capacity of the resources that you have for uploading purposes. I ran into this problem a little while back at work, where I had 3.5 gigs of data I needed to transfer, and due to the restrictions placed in security, I only had about less than a gig of file space to transfer from one system to another. And that was going from one system to a jump station to another jump station to a fourth system. And my maximum capacity was about 800 gigs in the one location. So I had to split that file up into smaller files using the split command. And it made it really easy. For example, split, by default, splits on lines of a file. 1,000 lines of a file. Every 1,000 lines it will split. But you can adjust these with different parameters, different switches. So if you just pass split and some file name, it's going to split that file up into 1,000 line increments and push that out into smaller files. Labeling starts with X and then AA, XAB, XAC, and so on through the alphabet. Until it gets to Z, and then it goes back to do, I believe, it will go and increment, then it will go X, B, X, C, X, D, so on through Z, and by default, if you exhaust all that, it then wraps around to a third character, then a fourth character, so it would be X, A, 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 X, A, A, B, X, A, A, C. And that's the way it goes in default. But we're going to talk about the switches now and how you can manipulate the defaults. The dash B will split on bytes. And like some of the other commands, you can pass a specified size of bytes as megabytes or kilobytes using the dash or using M. Capital M for megabytes, capital K for kilobytes, capital G for gigabytes. So let's say you wanted to split the file on 10 megabytes. It would be split dash B 10 capital M. Now megabytes, okay, just capital K, M, G, T, terabytes, petabytes, zettabytes, so on, yattabytes, it's all available. Those are in 124-bit increments. So kilobytes, 124 bits, megabytes, 124 kilobytes, so on. There's another option, which is dash, or it's dash B, some number, and then capital M, capital B, capital K, capital B, capital G, capital B. Those are in 1,000 bits. Okay, so instead of 1,024 bytes, it's 1,000 bytes. So just be aware of that. So you can split it on powers of 1,024 or powers of 1,000. So again, it's split dash B 50 M, capital M for megabytes. And you'll get your files split up into 50 megabit byte increments. There is an option, dash L, which splits on lines. And you can specify, any number. By default, it's 1,000. But if you were to specify, like, you had a poem that was maybe 100 lines long, and you do a dash L 20, it's going to split that poem up into 20-line file, each file of 20 lines. And it will split as equally as possible. So it'll split on those lines. It will try to do its best to preserve a full line of characters and not split in the middle of a line. Then there's the dash capital C or dash dash line bytes equals. And that splits on character lines. And the difference is that if you actually do it in an ASCII file, it's going to split on individual characters of a line. So if you were to specify dash C and 5, it's going to take the first 5 characters on that line, one file, the next 5, another file, third 5, and go in 5 increments. So just like it would do on lines, it's going to do by characters. All right, now, that is dash capital C. So dash B is on bytes or bit, and dash L is on lines, and dash capital C is on characters or line characters. Now be aware of something. I've had issues in some older versions of Split, particularly on CentOS, that when I tried to do a dash B, I was splitting on 500 megabytes, dash B 500 capital M, or even capital MB, it would not work. I actually had to convert that into bytes. So 500 times 1024 times 1024 to get how many bytes it would be. And that's the way I had to pass it to Split for it to work properly for some reason. But I've done this on Arch and newer versions, and I have not had a problem with that. Now, default output is XAA, XAB, XAC. That's called the X is the prefix, and the AA is the suffix. Okay? And you can alter either one of those using switches. And if you want to change the default prefix from an X to anything else, you just, at the end of the split command, you say what you want that prefix to be. So you do split dash B500M, my data, space, and then the prefix you want it to be, and we'll just say my data. And what you end up having is instead of X, it's my data AA, my data AB, my data AC, and so on. That's how easy that is to specify a different prefix. You can change the suffix by default, which is AA, to different switches, to dash A, or dash dash suffix length. And instead of it being AA, it's whatever number that you put after it. Now, let me rephrase that. Instead of being AA, the characters AA, it will do characters from whatever numbers characters you put after. So if you did a dash A 4, it would be AAA. And then AAAB, AAAC. If you did dash 1, it would, or dash A dot 1, it would be ABCD. And so on. Now, if you would rather have numeric suffixes, you just do dash dash numeric suffixes, numeric dash suffix or dash D. And then you provide a number that you want to start at. So, for instance, if you wanted to start at the number 5 for some reason instead of starting at 1, you would do split dash D. And it would do, if you change left the suffix at X, it would do X5. X6, X7, and so on, and continue upwards. So it would use numbers instead of alphabetical characters. All right. Well, the numbering, default numbering starts at 0, so my mistake there. Just getting it right. So if you were to, if you wanted something else besides X, you're really kind of stuck with X, but you can do an additional suffix part to that there. So whatever your suffix or your prefix is, I'm sorry, you're not stuck with the X because you can change it with the prefix by specifying it. But if you wanted an additional suffix part in there, that would be appended to everything, kind of like the prefix appended then suffix. You can do a dash dash additional dash suffix equals. And so let's say you wanted to do a, you were doing an album and you would say, I don't know, split dash B 5 M dash dash additional dash suffix equals Welcome to My Nightmare, space, the file name, and then space, Alice Cooper. That would give you, as a prefix, Alice Cooper, as an additional suffix, dash, Welcome to My Nightmare, and then each individual increment of that original large file would be AA, AB, AC, and so on by default. So you get the idea. The dash, dash, additional suffix allows you to squeeze in another suffix in there before the incrementing suffix. And that's the way that that works. You might say to yourself, all right, so let's say I do a suffix length of 1 and then split my file up into something that exceeds 26 files. Like I have a 100-line poem and I say split dash capital C. All right, let's do it, like I said, lines, dash L, 1, the 100-line poem, and I also pass to it a dash A of 1, so that it only does one character in the suffix. Well, what'll happen is it'll go all the way through to AZ, all the way through from A to Z, because it's going to be XA, XB, XC, and then it's going to dump out an error and says split output file suffix is exhausted. So you can't, you can exhaust the suffixes if you're not careful. So just be cognizant of that. Okay? Now, we have looked at, so far, the switches to split files based upon a predefined size. And we're saying split this file up into as many 50 megabit files as possible. Now, there's a reverse that you could do with, and these are the dash N switches. And instead of splitting up a file into a specified size, you can split it up into a specified number of files. So if you were to do like split dash N my poem, it would split my poem up into 5 files, and it would try to keep them as equal as possible. Until, of course, it got to the last file, which would typically be smaller, the last split file that it comes up. Now, there's different formats that you can apply to the dash N, and we're going to cover those right now. By default, dash N and a number splits it into that number of files. Now, there's a format which is K/N, which instead of splitting a file up into smaller files, will split it up, but the output K will be spit out into standard out, which is kind of, might seem kind of odd. You don't know why you'd want to do it, but the format is like split -n/(3/10) my poem. What that would actually do is instead of creating 10 files of my poem, it would do that. Equivalent to 10 lines, but it would do the dash n where we said dash n slash 5/10, it would take what would be that 5th file and output it straight to standard out. And that's the way that that works. So a dash, some number, slash another number, would take that file, split it up into the second number of files, and then instead of writing it out to a file, all those to a file, would take the first number and file and write it out to standard out. Now there's a format that's dash -nl/some number. And the way that that works is that it will split the file up into as the number of files, and it will do it by lines, and it will preserve the line. It will not split on a line, but preserve it. So like split dash nl/5 my poem would split my poem up into 5 files based on lines, but it will not split in the middle of a line. It will preserve a line. So you will get files of slightly varying size because it's trying to preserve that line. Then there's -NLKN, which acts just like LN does, splitting on lines, and like KN does, outputting the number instead of writing out the file. So split -NL 5/10, my poem, is going to split my poem up into 10 files, not write them out, online, preserving lines, and split that fifth file, what would be that fifth file up, spit it out to standard out. That's the way it works. Kind of wacky. Kind of wacky. Ah, there you go. Now, the final format is -NR/N or -NR/K/N. And what R does is it acts as L in splitting the files on lines, but not breaking the lines, but does it in a round robin distribution. Okay, so the format is -NR and some number, or -NR some number slash another number. For instance, split NR/5, my poem, is going to split my poem into 5 files. Okay, and the way that this is going to work, okay, the way that this is going to work, it splits on lines. And what you used to have before is it would take the first 5 lines and put them in a file, the second 5 lines, put them in a file, third 5 lines, put them in a third file. What you have going on now is it takes the first line, file 1, second line, file 2, third line, file 4, fourth line, file 4, fifth line, file 5, and then comes back to the sixth line, file 1, 7th line, file 2, 8th line, file 3, and so on. So it does it in a round robin. So instead of each line gets written to a different file, then wraps back around. Okay? That's the way it works. So instead of it being the first 5 in one file, the second 5 in the third file, second file, third 5 in the third file, it's first line in one file, first file, second line in the second, third in the third, then wraps back around, fourth line in file 1, so on. So it does it in round robin. So if you did the K/N format, so it'd be like NR 5/10. It splits the file up into 10 files, doesn't write them out, does the round robin thing, and the fifth file, would be the fifth file, gets spit to standard out. So -NR is round robin, so just be aware of that. That's how that works. You can do some wacky things with split, that instead of spitting it out to a file, you can spit it out to a command, pass it to the output of a command. So using the --filter, for instance, you could do split -L10, my poem, and --filter equals, and in there do, in double quotes, cat, and $ file, double quotes, close. And what that will do is it will split that 10 line, that poem into 10 files, pass it to, through the filter to cat, and what it becomes to the, from passing it in a filter, it's always the variable, $ file, and it, and then cat is told to take that variable and concatenate it, so it'll just spit the poem out by the file, each one of those files. There is a -e option or elead, --empty-lines, and elead means to omit. So it will suppress the generation of empty or zero bit length files. For instance, let's say you had a file with 10 lines in it, and you did like split -N100 10 line file, it would produce 100 files from the 10 line file over half of which would be empty files, because there's not enough data to split across into 100-line files. Whereas if you pass the dash E option into there, it would only generate files that were greater than 0 bytes. And that's the way it works. Now, we have talked at length about splitting up a file. How do you get it back together? Really easy. Very easy. It's dead easy. You split your file up, and you want to get it back together, you just use the cat command and output the cat command, send it to the file that you want to create to restore. So let's say you had a let's say you had a tarball of 5 gigs in size. You split that tarball up into 10 files. Each would be about, I'm going to say 500 megabytes, but that's not true. It's going to be a little different than that. Very simple to get that back together. So we have 10 files. They're going to be cat. They're going to be XAA, XAB all the way through. So you just do cat, XA, asterisk, and space, and then it's going to be the greater than symbol, the pointing to the right, and your file name, .tar.gz, and it restores it all very simply. That's how easy it is to restore a split file. Just use cat. Cat and redirect the output back into the file that you want it to be. That is split in a nutshell. One final thing I will say about split is, just like just about any other command, you do not have to use a file. It can take the standard out of a program and work that way. Very simple example, let's say you're trying to monitor Apache logs or something, a log file, and you got a lot of data being spit out. And you could just do tail-f var log apache error log dot text. And if you do that, tail is going to continuously show you the last lines of the log as they're being generated. And if you're watching something that's really flying past really fast, well, you could just do a pipe and pipe it to split and do split-l50. And if you do that, as you're tailing this, it's going to pass it to split. Split's going to split it up into files that are 50 lines in length and spit it out into a file. So you get XA, XB, XC, and each one of those are going to have 50 lines of what you were seeing. And when you're done, Control-C, and voila, you have yourself a bunch of little files that are split up, and you can maybe manage them a little easier or look at them. That's just an example. That's it for split, and I am going to split out of here today. I hope that you enjoyed episode 17 of Linux in the Shell. Contribute to Hacker Public Radio. I thank them for helping sponsor the show and support the show, and I want to support them as much as possible. You have a great week, and split some files, baby.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.